verse 21, Luke 2:21. And when the eight days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Mary and Joseph, it's 40 days, and I get that from Leviticus. It's the time of her purification has passed. So when you look that up in Leviticus, it's the 40th day. So this is probably the 41st, 40th day, somewhere in that area. They bring Jesus to church. That's a good place to bring a baby. You know that? Amen. That's a good place to bring a baby. But I like to see babies in church, and here's Mary and Joseph. They brought their baby, their newborn, to church and to the synagogue. And the verse 25 said, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. I tell you, when the Lord brags on you, it ain't no flattery. Are you with me? I say, when the Lord brags on you, it ain't no flattery. It's the real deal. This man, Simeon, had the Holy Ghost on him. And he was there waiting for that consolation of Israel. And verse 26 says, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now notice that's a little different than what usually is said. It's usually Christ the Lord. But here in this verse it says that the Lord, the Holy Ghost, told Simeon that you're not going to die before you see the Lord's Christ. How many knows what the word Christ means in the New Testament? Messiah, right? You won't find the word Jesus or Christ in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, you'll find the word Messiah. All kinds of prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming Messiah, the coming Messiah, the coming Messiah. But in the New Testament, it's written in a different language. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, a little bit Arabic, a few chapters Arabic, mostly in Hebrew. The New Testament was written in Greek. So in the New Testament, Brother Kevin, that word Messiah that's mentioned in the Old Testament is translated into the word Christ. Amen. In the New Testament. Remember when Jesus looked at Peter and said, who do men say that I am? And Peter said, well, some say thou art Elias, some say thou this. And then Jesus said, Peter, who do you say that I am? Remember that? And Jesus said, Lord, thou art the Christ, that promised Messiah. All right, so here it is. The Holy Ghost has told Simeon, you're not going to die. And the verse 27 said, and he came by the Spirit. Notice the capital S on the word Spirit, meaning the Lord, the Spirit of God, into the temple where Mary and Joseph and this 40-day-old baby. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law, then took him up in his arms. Simeon, this old man, took this baby in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. In other words, all those years that Simeon had prayed that God would send a Messiah. Amen. Now he's holding that Messiah in his arms. It's revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that this is the Lord's Christ. This is the answer. This is what we've been waiting for. Then took he me up and he blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy words. Listen to what he said. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Woo. Man, oh man, which thou hast prepared for the, before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people, Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one, and now here's, it switches scenes right here. And there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers day. This was before the Messiah. She's dedicated. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. I tell you, you serve God, he'll let you in on a few secrets. You know, the Bible gives us some scriptures here that people that recognize what this baby is, but the priest that circumcised him didn't. The Bible doesn't mention anything about the priest that circumcised Christ. Huh? I mean, all through there, the people at the end, at the beginning of it, when they came there to the end, they didn't recognize what this baby was. They was a few select folks of that time that was serving God, not out of a ritual, but out of a sincere heart. And when she came in, she gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. I like them three words, and she coming in that instant giving thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him. Well, you can't hardly keep from talking about him after you meet him. Have you ever noticed it? And I know you have. You ever take somebody that gets saved? I mean, they really get saved. I mean, for real. I don't mean get saved by grace and they slide out in 2 weeks. I mean, they get saved by grace and they stay in there. That glow, that excitement that comes, they come to church and man, they're ready to just, you know, and have you ever noticed it'd be those folks that start bringing people to church. Folks that's been in church 25 years, they're lucky if they bring somebody once a year, but that new convert that speaks of him because they speak of excitement and they, man, you got to come to this church. Man, it changed my life. I've met Jesus. She spake of him. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. Help me pray. Father, we thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your kindness. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every heart here, every life. I thank you for the Holy Ghost that's prevalent in this service. From the beginning in the opening prayer to even now, Lord, we thank you. We are unworthy, God, of your presence. But, oh, God, we're thankful. We're thankful, God, for every heart here. Lord, and I pray if there be one here that's lost, one here that's backslid, one that is here away from you and not as close to you as they once were, I pray, Lord, we could preach Christ so sweet, amen, that they'll begin to long for that relationship that they once had. Oh, God, help us to preach a life-changing message for somebody here this morning. Give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. Let me say exactly what the Holy Ghost would have me to say. Nothing more and nothing less. In Christ's name, everybody says, amen. I want to preach this morning on the Lamb that was praised. The Lamb praised. In our text, the Lamb of God has already been born, as I've thus mentioned. God has stepped out of eternity and entered into human history. The Lamb was promised. Amen. The Lamb was prepared. The Lamb was provided. And here in our text, the Lamb of God is praised. Amen. He was prepared. He was provided by God. Our text takes us to Jerusalem for an event that occurred 40 days after the very first Christmas. Amen. When Jesus was 8 days old, he was circumcised as prescribed. Amen. In Leviticus 12 and verse 3. After 40 days, Mary has reached the end of her purification period. Amen. In Leviticus 12, 1 through 4. In these verses, we're allowed to look, amen, into the Lord's house with Jesus, this newborn baby, and his family as they take him to be presented to the Lord. Now, like this, when they go to church, there are two older saints of God that are the real deal. They're not like Nicodemus. They're not like the Sanhedrin. They're not like all those other people that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John talk about, those folks being very religious, amen, with their lips, but their heart was far from God. No, Simeon and Anna, my friend, were real, genuine people that sought the face of God. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about Hannah as she departed not from the temple. She had been a widow for 84 years. Amen. And she served the God with prayers and fastings. There was two events that took place as Jesus was brought into the temple by Joseph and Mary. They were led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. To go to church that day. You ever been led to go to church? You ever just feel impressed to go somewheres to the house of the Lord? Well, that's what happened to Simeon and Anna that morning. Amen. They were part of a faithful Jewish remnant that was looking for the appearing of the Messiah. Amen. Now, you got to understand something. They did not know altogether in the New Testament how Jesus would come. They didn't understand. They were Jews. Though, of course, we have, amen, we're on the post side of the New Testament. These guys was on the pre-side of the New Testament. We've got the New Testament. They didn't have the New Testament. They did have the Old Testament. They had Isaiah 7:14. It talked about a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. Amen. But, oh, I want to tell you, when Simeon, amen, looked at that newborn baby of 40 days, 41 days old, the Holy Ghost moved on his heart. Amen. Are you with me? Even though Jesus was only 40 days old and a little infant, Simeon was overjoyed. Simeon knew the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost knew Simeon. Simeon knew God, and God knew Simeon. And God put it in the heart of Simeon that the baby that he looked at, amen, and he worshiped, amen, was that Messiah. You got to understand, the Jews that were really sought God, they was looking for the appearing of Jesus. They was longing. I mean, you can tell that Simeon had prayed, God, let me see him before I die. Oh, God, you can read through this text Amen. In Cypher, you can see that Simeon was concerned about the nation of Israel. He was wondering. He was concerned. And he had prayed and sought God. And God had put it in his heart, Simeon, you're not going to die until you see the promise fulfilled. And can you imagine when Simeon looked at this newborn babe wrapped in swaddling clothes? Can you imagine the heart of joy that filled his heart? Like I said, there was many that had met this Christ child, but they didn't understand who he was. No, they didn't know. God didn't reveal it to everybody. God didn't reveal it to everybody. I mean, yeah, we hear the birth of Christ and those three wise men and those shepherds that came from afar. There was a few that God revealed himself to about this child. But though, can you imagine being one of the ones? Amen. Simeon helped this child up, and the Bible said he began to bless God. Simeon enters into the temple and he takes Jesus in his arms. This old man declares for all to hear the reasons for his joy in his speech. Simeon gives us a threefold motive for praising the Lord that is just as valid today as it was back then. The first thing I want you to notice is, amen, he was praised because of who appeared. The name Simeon means this, he who hears. And apparently this man had been hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. He had been told that he would not die until he had seen Christ, the Jewish Messiah and the Savior of the world for himself. And when old Simeon sees Jesus, he is notified by the Spirit that is in him. And Simeon begins to praise the Lord because of who had entered into the world. Who was this baby? Amen. He's identified here in verse 26 as the Lord's Christ. In verse 30, he's identified as the Lord's salvation. Simeon understood who he was, but few others did. 40 days earlier, on the night Jesus was born, some humble shepherds became aware of who he was. Some heavenly angels knew who he was, but sadly, many others did not know who he was. The priest who circumcised him did not know. The other people in the temple that day did not know. The folks in Bethlehem did not know who this very special baby was. But I cannot tell you that. Sadly, today, most people still don't know really who this babe is. I'm excited this morning because I know who he is. He's not just a fairy tale or a story that I read some time back. This, my friend, really happened. God for so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, amen, into this world so this world could accept Christ as Savior and be redeemed back to God. Amen. But as they'd already said in this service, but there are those back then that didn't like the Christ child. Can you imagine a man named Herod being so wicked, so vile, that he had every child in Bethlehem in the surrounding area. Adam, amen, every child, Adam, 2 years and under, Herod was so wicked that he had every one of them killed because he was trying to get this babe Christ. Attention was drawn to this babe. I'll tell you something, you can't kill God. I said you can't kill God. No, not the one who said, I'm the resurrection and the life. How can you kill life? Amen. How can you kill the resurrection? How can you kill life? You can't. No, Herod. You just don't know who. But there were a few folks that sought God. Amen. I want to tell you something. We live in a world that hates Him, but there are a few folks among us that seek God's face. And unless the Holy Ghost come in and just witness to us that we're real, we're serving the real Christ. We're not serving some false God. We're not serving some false religion. Amen. I'm not a weak-minded person and need something to lean on. No, I was a sinner and I needed a Savior. And this babe that came into this world, came into the world to rescue my very soul from the pits of hell. Lift your hands and love the Lord this morning. Oh, yes. Amen. Who is this Jesus? Who was this baby? I'll tell you who He was. He was God in human flesh. I believe in the incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, huh? Amen. He is the Lamb of God from before the foundation of the world in Revelation 13, verse 8. He's the only Savior of sinners. And I'll proclaim that in this end time, and He's the only way to God. Amen. Amen. There is no other way to God except and through by Jesus Christ. Jesus Himself said, if you try to get up in any other way, you'll be like a thief and a robber. If you don't go through the door, amen, if you don't go through Christ, you'll never get to God, huh? Amen. You can pray in the name of Allah all you want. You can pray in the name of Buddha all you want. You can pray in the name of David Koresh or Jim Jones or any other false cult or false religion or Joseph Smith or whatever you want to do. But unless you come through Christ, you're going to split hell wide open. Amen. There's no other God, amen, except Jehovah Jireh. And I feel the Holy Ghost witness here this morning as the Holy Ghost moves in this church. He's trying to tell me and He's trying to tell you that this babe that was laid in that manger was not just an ordinary baby. He was God in the flesh. Amen. He left the rim of eternity, came down to time, and when Simeon seen this, all he could do was hold the baby and cry and say, bless you, Lord. Bless God. The Messiah has come to redeem mankind. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. I think as we worship on this Christmas Sunday morning, there ought to be no less of us. Can we give God a 30 seconds of praise right here? Can we give God 30 seconds of praise for that babe? Thank you, Jesus. Woo! That's it, worship Him. Oh, Holy Ghost. Lord, You told that old man, Simeon, the Holy Ghost revealed. I tell you, there's some things about God, and unless the Holy Ghost shows, you don't know. Even you can't, people that sinners, I knew people that were sinners and read the Bibles, and you can't get nothing out of reading the Bible unless the Holy Ghost give it to you. Am I telling it right? You don't know about the love of God unless the Holy Ghost sheds it abroad in your heart. You better not take the Holy Ghost out of it. You can't even be under conviction and feel sinful or feel shame for your sin unless the Holy Ghost comes in the house. I've had sinners, I don't feel anything. I don't feel, well, big deal. I don't feel, my Lord, if I didn't feel anything this morning, I was lost. I'd be running this order. Oh, God, let me feel You. Oh, God, let me feel You. Oh, God, don't turn me over to a reprobate mind. Oh, God, let me feel You. Oh, God, let me. Some folks brag about they can come to church. I don't feel anything. I don't feel. I'll think God help you if you can come to the house of God and don't feel anything. Because I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost will bless the saint and convict the sinner and the backslider at the same time. Man, I don't know where this is coming from. Woo! Hallelujah. Simeon is praising God. Amen. Oh, yes. I want you to notice he prayed him because he arrived. As Simeon praises God the Father for the baby Jesus, he tells us a little bit about why Jesus came in the world. Amen. In verse 30, he said that Jesus is our salvation. Amen. We're told that he came to change the whole world. Minister, he will fulfill, will impact the Jewish nation and eventually reach the entire Gentile world. Huh? Basically, Simeon is reminding us that Jesus came into this world to save all those who will come to him by faith. You know what? Some folks have been hurt. I understand that. I've been hurt in church. I've been hurt by preachers. I've been hurt by people. Sure, we all got a sad story to tell. But I ain't going to tell you my sad story. Because I once was lost. And because some person did me wrong, that ain't going to affect my heart for God. Because, Brother Daniel, God has never done me wrong. It's like when I talked to that, and I don't know where this come from, but I talked to that backslid preacher in Indiana. Amen. One of the first ones I ever talked to. Amen. And I visited him, and his daughter and his son-in-law was good friends of mine. I said, would you go see Dad? And he's a backslid preacher. And I was just 22, 24, very young. I never forget, and I was going there, Brother David, and I was asking the Holy Ghost, and I said, Lord, help me, please. Let me, Holy Ghost, give me the right words. Give me the right words when I talked to him. And we stood there for a minute, and he was church smart. He knew while I was there. He knew I was going to witness to him some. And so, boy, he just put that wall right out there, you know, out of this church. And that, and he just threw them, all them, you know, about six little, and I said, well, mister, I said, I understand it. And I said, but can I ask you some questions? And it was just the Lord. I never heard of this before, and I've never done it since. I said, has the Holy Ghost, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? Yeah, I believe in the Holy Ghost. I don't have it. You know, I'm backslid. I said, did the Holy Ghost ever do you wrong? Did the Holy Ghost ever tell a lie on you? Did the Holy Ghost ever gossip about? I said, did Jesus Christ, did he ever tell a lie on you? Did he ever gossip? Did he ever betray you? Did God the Father, did he ever betray you? Did he ever do you wrong? I said, then why did you leave the very best friend that you had on the face of the earth? I've been hurt, so I'm going to kick God out of my life. Huh? I mean, it's don't even make, hey, I know that. I've been hurt by my own family. Let alone just church folks. I mean, yeah, you can just mention, yeah, there's a few scars. If I would open up my heart, you'd see a few scars there, Brother Russell. Amen. But you know what? I can't live my life based on a few hurts and few scars. I can just stay in depression all my life if I wanted to. But no, I found this babe, amen, to be my savior. I'm like Simeon. I thank God. He changed my life. He changed my life. He changed my life. He changed my life. He done more for me than when I quit cussing. No, he changed my heart. I said he changed my life. I said he changed my walk. He changed my talk. He changed me. He got me out of a Simpson family that was pride and wicked, as vile as could be. And he put a new creature, made a new creature out of my life. Are you with me? I'm talking about Simeon. You praise him. And I would to God somebody would praise him this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Come on, I don't got to get done. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. Oh, I know the economy looks bad. I know the world is shaking and falling and wondering what in the world's going to happen. But I didn't put my money in no stock market. I ain't got any money anyhow, but you get my point. My hope's in yonder city. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger passing through. I'm on my way to glory world. This world is not my home. I'm on my way. I'm on a journey. That brick home's going to melt away someday. That fine vehicle's going to melt away. But what you got in your heart, when they put you in that casket, huh? Oh, they could put the diamond rings on your neck and the diamond rings on your fingers, and they could put $1 million worth of cash and stuff it in every hole they could, and but it won't give you, it won't buy you 1 second of happiness in eternity. But what you got right here in your heart, I'll tell you something, it means something to believe, Brother Brad, on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not serving some fanaticism. We're not serving some false God. We're serving Christ, the Son of God. Simeon paid off, didn't it, Simeon? It paid off, didn't it, Simeon? You see, they were looking for that Messiah to appear the first time. But there's a group of people that's looking for that appearing the second time. Is this the morning Jesus could come? Huh? Simeon was looking for him the first time. But there's a church, amen, that's spotless. You know, if you're sinning on the side, you don't want him to come right now. You know what I'm saying? If you've got a little fling going on, you don't want him to come right now. But if you're holy and you're living right, Brother Lockhart, and you're praying and you're seeking God, amen, you're saying, come on, Lord, get me out of this world. Come on, Lord. Oh, come so quickly. Come, Lord. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you. I'm waiting on the Holy Ghost. I'm waiting on you to quicken my body. I'm looking for you, Lord. Oh, this world is not looking for them. They think they're going to party right through hell. But they're going to lift their eyes up and the party will be over. Praise God. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Woo! Do I have a Simeon in the house that would like to bless the Lord? Come on. Do I have a Simeon in the house like to say a few things good? I love you, Lord. Brother Daniel, I wasn't in jail, literally, but spiritually I was. I was bound. I was bound. Demons had my entire life taking me down a bad course. But oh, I felt the Holy Ghost. Simeon. Bless you, Lord. You promise. Here's the fulfillment. You ever prayed about something, Sister Carolyn, for days and weeks and months, and then God answered? Work a mighty miracle that you knew it wasn't coincidence. It wasn't chance. You knew if it wasn't for God, it wouldn't have got done. That feeling. Lord. Simeon. But there was another person in that. It was an older woman. We don't know a whole lot about her. But boy, what we do know. Boy, God, the Holy Ghost has a way in a verse or two, boy. Brothers and sisters, paint a picture. 84 years a widow. She could have got bitter. Oh, he took my man when I was in my youth, but she didn't get better. No, she devoted her life to God with prayer and fasting. And then in her old age, for all those years of faithfulness, that Holy Ghost moved on her and said, I think you need to go to church. There's something special down there in church. There's something special down there at the house of God. Anna walks in and sees that baby and something moves on her and said, this is the one
that you've been praying for, that Messiah, that Christ. And she begins to worship. Oh, I could take my time, but I won't. I could take the time and read a little bit, but I talked studying a little bit about this, how that Simeon praised God, and how that Anna praised God. And they not only praised Him with their lips and their voice, but they lifted up their hands. Their whole person was lifted up. That's why we lift our hands. Because the Bible, I can't just sit here with my hands folded. Thank you, Father. No, I got to put my hands up. Thank you. You might know what I'm talking about. I just can't. Hard to worship God with your hands folded. You know what I'm saying? And you got, when it gets really deep and that cry, you know what I'm talking about? That cry gets on you. Yeah, that's what they say in Kentucky, them old folk timers. They say, when that cry gets on you, you know what? When that cry gets on you, you can't do nothing but cry. You can't hardly just sit there with your hand. No, your hands got to go up. Hey, we got a son. You got to, you know, your voice will start quivering. I mean, you'll be thinking, oh God, thank you, Lord. Oh, there's a few folks in that little community that the Holy Ghost knew. And the Holy Ghost moved on Simeon. And the Holy Ghost moved on Anna. And let them know that this was the Messiah. It so pleased Simeon that he said, now Lord, take me on home. I've seen the promise. Take me on home. I've seen the promise. Play, girls, something soft. This altar is open, friend. You just want to worship. There's a spirit of worship here, isn't there? You might feel that spirit of worship. I could sense the Holy Ghost beckoning lost people here this morning. Why don't you come? How about it, sir, ma'am? This altar is open. Nobody's going to pull on you this morning. Nobody's going to have you by the hand. No. Because if the Holy Ghost ain't big enough, there's not going to be an individual. He's tugging on your heart right now. You have a chance right now. To come and meet this world saving Redeemer. Sing, girls.
Baby in a manger.
Come on.
You just won't believe.
Sing, girls, sing.
Angels have been singing.
This altar's open. I feel the Holy Ghost drawing you.
Shepherds came to sing.
I feel the Holy Ghost drawing somebody here this morning.
Star is brightly shining.
Come on back home. Come on back home.
And has everyone made.
Hadn't been good since you've been away from God, has it?
Shining down on a little boy.
Things ain't went too right since you left God. Praise, saints. Why don't you let Jesus back in your life this morning?
Simeon, come on. Can you believe?
Come on, sir.
Glory.
Come on, ma'am. Why don't you let Jesus back in your life this morning? Come on. Come on.
Hell should I come down to come dwell on. Among us?
Come on this morning.
Keep this promise. named him Jesus.
This altar's open. Let's worship the Lord, saints.
I recall that special promise that you would never die. So you saw the true Messiah.
Aren't you glad that the Holy Ghost has revealed to your heart that He is truly the Messiah? Do you really understand that? That you couldn't even be saved unless it was for the Holy Ghost give you it into your heart that Jesus was the Christ. My.
You know Simeon, he could be.
Thank you, Lord.
Be a fulfillment of God's word. Simeon, can you believe this story?
Can you believe this story, Simeon?
Could this be deliverance for our souls?
My God. Thank you for saving me, Lord.
Hell should I come down to dwell among us, to keep His promise in your days of old? Do you believe He is the one? No, I heard they named Him Jesus. Can you believe this story? Could this be deliverance for our souls? As El Shaddai come down to dwell among us, to keep His promise in your days of old? The one, though I heard they named him Jesus.